I'm Brett Hayworth, and welcome to What's a Frequency, our weekly show on Siouxland Public Media. Next week is Thanksgiving, as that notable holiday is always the fourth Thursday in November. We're taught that the first Thanksgiving took place in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The Wampanoag Nation in the first Thanksgiving story are an indigenous people who still live in Massachusetts today. As time has gone on in the 21st century, there is an effort to not solely discuss pilgrims, but also not to erase indigenous history, which has a complex legacy in the United States. Though Thanksgiving is traditionally family-focused, many aren't able or don't want to see their family during this time of year. Friendsgiving parties have become a popular way to connect and celebrate with found family, and guests on the show will discuss elements of Friendsgiving. Perhaps the first example of that came in the 1973 TV show A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, where an overburdened Snoopy cooks for the gang after they invite themselves over. As Thanksgiving approaches, keep in mind that professionals have pinpointed that practicing gratitude has benefits to your mental and physical health. Some researchers describe the benefits of micro-acts that boost well-being. However, certainly being thankful isn't a requirement for the holiday, and it is important to note that many people have challenging circumstances that make that hard. And with all that as background, for this What's a Frequency show, I will be chatting with four people about Thanksgiving and the meaning and value of thanks. You will hear from a variety of people from a range of ages and gender and ethnicity and life experiences. Those four will be Bella Asha, Amy Heischer, Marco Santiago, and Wes Ratcliffe.
Hi, everyone. My name is Bella Asha. I'm from California, currently living in Sioux City for college.
I think my earliest memories of knowing about Thanksgiving was in my teenage age. I was about 14 then. I'm from Cameroon and we don't have this holiday. So I'll usually just watch it on TV and see the American culture and Thanksgiving. That was when I first heard about it.
Thanksgiving, is it a holiday that you do things with like family or friends?
Ever since I came here 1 year ago. Yes, we did last year. And this is my second Thanksgiving this year about it.
Can you give me a flavor like last year? Like what things do you remember doing in terms of food or events or activities or what have you?
Last Thanksgiving, we made turkey. With family, we had family come visit. I got to meet my dad's kids, my stepdad's kids, and we had fun just getting to know each other, games, and naps. I had a really long nap after my turkey.
One thing that I want to make sure I get at with this show, the show is called What's a Frequency, is people, the necessity, so Thanksgiving, you know, part of the word is you know, a good chunk of it is thanks. So what do you think is the value of people being thankful?
I think the value of people being thankful is just to, it helps them know that life isn't always that bad, because sometimes we have the feeling that things are not going well. But when you look at how things have been and the good things that have come out, even from the bad times, you get to know that life isn't always that bad, and it gives you hope for the future, you know.
And then I guess I'll ask about your family circle, your friend circle. How often does the topic of thanks, being thankful for things, and maybe sharing thanks with each other, is that something that's prominent in your friend circle, in your family circle, or is it kind of a rare thing that people in daily life that they're talking about thanks?
I think in my family, it's very prominent. It's something that we grew up with, learning to be thankful just for the little things, no matter how small they are. Even aside the celebration of Thanksgiving itself in November, just being thankful every day and for everything. We're Christian too, so being thankful to God is really a huge part of our lives, because, you know, He makes life what it is.
When you think about, let's just say the past year, how things have gone for you, are there, let's go with your top one, like what of all the things that you're thankful for, if you can, I'll give you a second to think about that, but what is the thing that you're most thankful for? And then maybe, you know, a second or third that maybe would go below that, or, you know, right up there at the top as well.
One huge thing I'm thankful for is being here in college. Like I said, I just came to the US like a year ago, and when I just came, I wasn't in school, so I was trying to find the school, and now here I am. I'm in the nursing program, so I'm grateful I got in, and I'm grateful I'm doing pretty well in it. And additional things I'm grateful for is being here, being able to make friends, and having community that, you know, helps me through nursing school. As hard as it is, I don't find it to be too bad, because I have community, I have the support that I need, and I'm following my dreams.
One more, I guess, follow-up question. What, when you say community helping each other as like fellow students, like how does that express itself, or, you know, how do you feel that, or, you know, how is that shared with each other?
Studying together, and the fact that nursing school is busy, we still find time to, you know, go out, just eat, or just have fun talking. I think just the little things, yeah, have been, and just encouragement too, because sometimes it's really hard, but having a friend to tell you it's okay, you can do this, is really, has really helped me, you know, through the program so far.
I guess as we wrap up here, Bella, I want to ask if you could plan out, you know, your next 4 years or your future, like once you're through your degree, like what do you foresee for your life beyond that then?
Still having community, friendship, even from here, that is each other.
Thank you, Bella. I really appreciate this. Talking with Amy for one more person, talking about Thanksgiving for this What's a Frequency show. So tell the people who you are, Amy, and thank you for being part of the show here today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I'm Amy Heischer, and I am from Sergeant Bluff.
Thank you. And when you think in terms of all the holidays that occur over the course of a year for us here in the U.S., where does Thanksgiving rank in the list of holidays for you personally?
Food-wise, pretty good. There's good food. I think it's probably not one of the higher ones. I think that has to do with some of the historical significance of it. You know, I think that's something I learned later in life. I think I grew up very traditionally, and I didn't realize a lot about other cultures and how they might celebrate or not feel included. So I don't think that I realized that till later. And it probably doesn't rank as high in the traditional sense, but I do like the food. I love the time of year, you know, and the leaves. Fall is my favorite. But I think I kind of hesitate to really think about it a lot just because of the negative impact it can have.
Maybe have you flesh that out a little bit more. What would you say in terms of negative or some of the mixed bag of the tradition of Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, it's very much based in the United States and the history, our history. And some of that isn't always positive. And so then, I mean, not only you think about the history, but even today, there's going to be people that they don't know about that. They don't see the same significance. They don't eat the traditional turkey and stuffing. I mean, I've had friends that are like, what is stuffing? You know, it's very different. So I think that's where I would tend to not celebrate it in a traditional sense. But the concept of getting together with friends and family, that's a great excuse anytime. So,
thank you, Amy. And as you're giving your answer, it makes me think of the possibility of this. Maybe there is no one way to do Thanksgiving. So maybe, I don't know if that's a benefit of Thanksgiving, but or that people can adapt and do what they want.
Oh, I definitely think so. And I think you hear stories of that, you know. I mean, young people will get together and have a Friendsgiving, you know. I've done that before where friends and family have brought food from maybe their culture, their traditions, how they grew up. And so it really kind of enriches everybody's experience by doing that. So I agree. It can be a really good thing and a new way to give thanks.
And how would you say over the course of your life, how has Thanksgiving shifted from, say, when you were a young person, maybe growing up in, you know, with your own parents, and then, into, young adult, kids, et cetera? Like, how has that all, indeed, like that it has evolved and changed over the time?
I think so, because I think what it's at the heart of it is a time to get together with people you want to be with and you love or want to spend time with, and remember to be thankful, because I think we all need to remember to be thankful. I think right now it sometimes can be a really trying time, and just to be able to stop, no matter how small it is or how big it is, there is something that we can be thankful for. So I think that will extend over time, but I think I grew up very traditional sense, but now I think it can be expanded to mean a lot more things and include a lot more. So there may be other cultures, traditions that are similar, but I don't know that. So it gives me an opportunity to maybe learn more.
And thank you, Amy. And if you don't mind sharing, for this year, 2025, next week, how's your Thanksgiving week going to look? And or maybe even that day, what plans do you have?
Not all of us will be together because now children are grown, nieces and nephews are grown. It's hard to get everybody together. So sometimes it's not on the traditional Thursday. It might be Saturday. It might be Friday. It might be in December. It might be combining. And it might be chili and soup, you know. So it might not even be the traditional. This year we are doing turkey because I want turkey. It's probably the only time of year that we have that and stuffing and cranberries and all of that. But I also think that, you know, just throughout time, it's still remembering what you're thankful for. So it doesn't matter when you celebrate it or what you eat. It's still the opportunity to have that special point.
You maybe have a knack of anticipating my next question, so I was going to ask you that that thing. So as you think about how this past year has gone for you personally, Amy, in 2025, like what one or two top things are you most thankful for?
I'm just so thankful for my family.
I'm most thankful for my family, and you know, I get emotional about that because I really, my husband and I wanted to grow good people and good humans that contribute and help other people, and they are. They're wonderful. And I think I would say that even if I met them in another capacity, that I think they're amazing people. And so I get emotional because I think I didn't even deserve all this, and I have the fruits of a really good family. So I'm very thankful for that. And I work with incredible people. They're very giving, and they're very like energetic and enthusiastic about what they do, and it just causes you to, I don't know, thrive yourself and want to do better. And you know, you're not stagnant. You're not just apathetic. You're always trying to do better because they're trying to do the same. So I would say I work with an amazing group of people. And so I'd say that's what I'm also thankful for.
And then before we wrap up, Amy, if you were thinking back to a year that maybe was the best Thanksgiving, and I know that might be taxing to come up with that, but or maybe it is top of mind that there's something there. But any thoughts on that?
I bet over the years there's been a time that I don't remember that we didn't get together on the holiday because of weather, for example. But I think it always stands out. It's an opportunity to get together, whether it's that Saturday or a week later. So I can't think of any particular, you know, event that stands out. I remember Halloween that got canceled. Does that count?
I know there was one time, you know, because it's November, it could be pretty bad weather in late November for Thanksgiving. But there was one time, again, I can only think of once in like the last 20 years, where it was just, the weather was just not conducive, and we cannot have Thanksgiving this year.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for families that really do plan that and want to do travel. I mean, just think about that. You know, they're anticipating, they've taken off work, they've made travel plans, and they can't. And, you know, so that's always, you know, that's sad for some people.
Okay. Well, thank you, Amy, and we'll talk to some more people here for Thanksgiving for What's a Frequency here next, but appreciate it very much, the time here. It's been very, very thought-provoking, and I really appreciate this conversation.
Thank you. It was very nice talking with you.
Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for love.
Marco for talking with me for What's a Frequency here for our show on Thanksgiving, and tell everyone your name and where you live.
My name is Marco de Santiago, and I live in Sioux City, Iowa.
When you think about Thanksgiving, what are some of the things that you enjoy about Thanksgiving, whether it's with your family or friends or what have you? Like, how is it celebrated, and what do you like about that?
For how it's celebrated, we usually get together with my mom's side of the family, so it's our uncles, our cousins, our grandparents.
How you do Thanksgiving, has that changed over the years? Has it evolved from when, like, you're younger to where you are now? Or are you like 20-ish or something like that right now?
Yeah, I'm 19. I turned 20 in a month. But for the most part, it's older people, so like my uncles, my parents, my grandparents, and then now with the rest of my cousins, we're all kind of around the same age group. The food varies every year. I have an uncle that likes to go hunting, so sometimes we can have some deer meat, sometimes it could be, you know, different types of meat. But for the most part, I think the important would obviously be, you know, like a turkey, some ham, mom's mac and cheese that everyone just loves.
So do you like that it's changed over time, or do you want it to be kind of the same from year to year, or how do you feel about that?
It's never going to be exactly the same. There's always something new that a family tries. You know, if it could be a new plate, it could be a new kind of activity with the family. But I kind of like that everyone kind of has an idea of what we're going to do. And the idea is just to kind of show up, be there, be a part of the conversation, and just have a good time.
You can say what school you went to, but where you got most of your schooling. But what do you recall, how was Thanksgiving presented in school?
The biggest deal from school-wise was in elementary school. So I went to Leeds Elementary, and in there I just kind of remember Thanksgiving was always big with everybody else, because that school always liked to do activities for Thanksgiving. So that could be anything like from art class, drawing some turkeys. It could be from music class, doing more like, you know, thankful type of songs. And I just remember starting it from there, just hearing everybody, you know, talk about Thanksgiving and what it was really about.
And next, here on What's the Frequency, Marco de Santiago, do you feel that thanks gets discussed enough in daily life here in the United States?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think in my family specifically, it's more of the actions that you do. So it could be more like just simply talking with each other, listening to each other's conversations. It could be maybe complimenting one another. And yeah, it's basically just more about actions, like actions to show how thankful and grateful you are. Well, I think it's like a great value. It's always good to be thankful, because you never know what could be going through. We know based off of social media that there's other people across the world, you know, really suffering. And well, that just kind of makes, for example, me, it makes me a lot more thankful for what I have, you know, that I get to wake up and see my parents in the morning. Yeah, I just think it's very, very important value to be just thankful and grateful for everything that you have.
Does thanks and gratitude get discussed just in day-to-day life on other months of the year that aren't Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, growing up, you know, I always grew up going to church every Sunday, and it's something that my parents always made sure to portray growing up, that, you know, it's always good to be thankful and grateful for what you have, because there are many others that don't have it. And like I said before, you know, just like, it could be very simple things. It could be just being able to wake up in a bed, you know, being able to spend your day knowing that you'll be fed later. You'll come home to a meal and to loving parents. It's just stuff like that that in my family has always been very important. So I think, like, yeah, day-to-day basis, it's always been, you know, be grateful, be thankful for what you have.
Is it hard for some people, from what you mentioned there of different circumstances in life, is it perhaps hard for some people to be able to give thanks, or like to find something to be thankful for?
I think it's always good to be thankful, to find something to be thankful for and live that type of way, because even though many people feel like their struggles are big, there's always going to be someone else struggling a little more. And I think because of that, you should always be thankful for what you already have.
Marco, thanks very much for speaking with me, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving next week.
You have a good Thanksgiving too.
Okay, and now I'm at United Methodist Church at the food pantry on Morningside Avenue, and I'm talking with Wes Ratcliffe.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoy visiting about this. Well, I think when I was young, Thanksgiving was it was just a great time to get together with family and just enjoy it. And I guess I did not realize when I was really young how thankful we were for what was doing, and it was just another holiday. But now then, as a person gets older, you look back at life and you realize how thankful you are for things that's been done. I was born and raised in a small town in the southern part of Kansas, and it was a small farming operation and fed some cattle, so but mostly farming, and that's where I was born and raised. Well, I think the biggest change is the person as an individual realizing how thankful for they are for everything that's being done. When you're younger, you kind of take it for granted and just kind of swing with it. But now when you get older, you think, boy, I'm very thankful for what I've had in the past. And it really concerns me about the people that don't have many things, and they don't have, I guess they don't have the thankfulness because they don't have that much. So that's my biggest thing.
And to continue our talk here, Wes Ratcliffe here for our What's a Frequency show. When you think of in terms of 2025, how the year has gone for you, what is it that you're thankful for?
First thing, I'm really thankful for my health. I'm very lucky and very fortunate to have very good health for my age. And that is number one. Another thing I'm very thankful that I'm able to work here at the food pantry and to serve the community in a very, very helpful way.
Okay, and certainly you see people here who maybe have difficult means in their lives. For some people, do you think it's difficult to like think in terms of thanks for their life? Like, you know, depending on how the year has gone or whatever, that it might be, it's not so easy to come up with gratitude or like, you know, to find maybe the absolute tip-top reason why, you know, I should be very thankful.
Well, I think the people who come through our food pantry here, they're just so thankful that we are able to provide them with many essential things that they need, the food. And so for that reason, they're very thankful for it. We hear it all the time. Thank you, thank you. So that is the biggest thing.
And you're coming to the Methodist Church, you're a person of faith. So are there church celebrations that take place on Thanksgiving Day? Are you a person who likes that?
Oh, yes. When we're sitting around eating, we talk about how thankful we are for what is given to us. And we all discuss each individual about what we're thankful for.
And I like how you mentioned the practice in your family of going around the table and each person saying something that they're thankful for. Can you think back, and this is kind of putting you on the spot, but one that you heard a year that really, one time that someone said at the table that really stuck with you, that was very meaningful, that of something that they expressed that time?
It's usually about their health, and they've gone through a tough time and they're getting better, and they're very thankful for that. That's the main thing, probably.
Any other thoughts about Thanksgiving and how it's celebrated in your life and just the value of Thanksgiving being a holiday?
Yeah, I'd say Thanksgiving's probably been number two in my life. Christmas is number one, but I think Thanksgiving is probably number two as far as celebration goes.
And one more thing, I've talked to a few people about this, but how was Thanksgiving taught when you were in school? Like what were the points that were taught in school and anything that you recall from that sort of curriculum wise?
I guess that's so far back, I really don't remember. I don't remember really celebrating too much in school when I was young. I really don't.
One more, I guess I do a lot of last questions here. I shouldn't be doing that, but what is the meal that you want to have at Thanksgiving? Like what, if you can have nothing else, what are the few items that you like to have?
Well, the traditional, I like the turkey, the cream corn, mashed potatoes and gravy, and usually chocolate pie. Yeah. I guess early on it was just about my grandparents coming to the family, and my folks they were the ones that held all the Thanksgiving dinners, and all my brothers and sisters coming in and family members. Probably when I was in high school and after high school, coming home from college was a big deal.
Okay, thank you, Wes Ratcliffe of Sioux City. I really appreciate the time here for this What's a Frequency show on Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed visiting.
Before we end this What's a Frequency show on the holiday of Thanksgiving, are you serving pumpkin or sweet potato pie this Thanksgiving? We have a look at the history and cultural ties that influence why Americans may prefer one to another. This comes from Harvest Public Media, which is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest, including Siouxland Public Media.
Photos and memorabilia line the walls of Old Henry Restaurant in suburban St. Louis. It's one of those restaurants with a wall of pictures of local and national celebrities. And longtime customers come to the cafeteria for soul food staples like fish, mac and cheese, and greens. When it comes to Thanksgiving pie, owner Ada Joyce Taylor and her granddaughter Adriana Black have a definite opinion.
Potato pie. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Sweet potato pie, because I'm looking for that sweetness in a pie.
The flaky crust contains a deep orange filling made from boiled and peeled sweet potatoes. In the weeks before Thanksgiving, executive chef Tracy Stevenson and other bakers are cranking out even more pies.
Number of week, I would say that we go through at least 15 to 20 sweet potato pies. During the holiday, I would say 40 to 50.
Millions of Americans will choose between sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving dessert. Both are American staples with a starchy custard-like filling. But pumpkin pie tends to be more spice-heavy than sweet, and sweet potato pie is typically sweeter and lighter. The reasons why people choose one over the other often trace back to where the person was raised and their race. Sweet potatoes may have resonated among enslaved people because they're somewhat similar to yams, grown in West Africa, according to soul food historian and James Beard Award-winning author Adrian Miller. But he says cooking the natively grown sweet potato in a pie, that's a more European food.
So it's really the expertise of these enslaved cooks making someone something unfamiliar to them to please their slaveholders that eventually gets embraced and adopted. It's the same with things like fried chicken, you know, barbecue and all these other things that were not necessarily part of the West African food heritage.
Since then, sweet potato pie has become a hallmark of Black cuisine and common on dinner tables across the South. But it's pumpkin pie that plays a central role in our portrait of the quintessential Thanksgiving dinner. The pie dates back to the colonial period, where settlers learned how to boil or steam native pumpkins and mash them into a filling. Bruce Craig is an Illinois-based culinary historian. He says a book from 1827 by author and activist Sarah Josepha Hale is largely responsible for the dessert's connection to Thanksgiving.
She said pumpkin pie is the American pie from our founding fathers.
But he says Hale got it a bit wrong.
The pilgrims who came to New England brought this pie with them. They didn't. It's not true. But she said so. So it became the thing. It became the Yankee pie.
36 years later, Hale convinced President Abraham Lincoln to proclaim Thanksgiving as a national holiday. And pumpkin pie remains incredibly popular to this day. At the Blue Owl Bakery in House Springs, Missouri, owner Kim Byerly and an assembly line of bakers will create all kinds of pumpkin pie variations.
These are our pumpkin gooey butter cheesecakes. So they've got like a pumpkin spice crust on the bottom and then a pumpkin pie filling with the pumpkin mousse on top and whipped cream.
When restaurant bakers like Cindy Watu takes a bite of the pie, it takes her back to her childhood.
I'm partial to the spices that are in it. It's not like so sweet. And then it just reminds me of home, of family.
And for many across the country, that's why they stick with pumpkin or sweet potato pie, because of the memories they've made when they've eaten it.
Eating when I'm full of.
And that will be a wrap for this edition of What's the Frequency on Thanksgiving. Many thanks to my guests. We had Bella Asa, we had Amy Heischer, Marco Santiago, and Wes Ratcliffe. As we move deeper into a second year for this show, thanks for being a part of our station as we move every day to tell the stories about Siouxland that inform, entertain, and expand the mind. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week. What's the Frequency airs on Fridays at 10 a.m. and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. And stay tuned next for a special audio commentary by our Alejandro Perez that ties in with the commemoration of Thanksgiving. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Brett Hayworth.